See, now we heard a lot of stuff there. It started with the Devil's Twins brand new album, American Noir Volume 1, and actually probably more like an EP because there's 5 songs on it. And I played the song New Orleans. And you heard Radio Moscow with New Beginning from their brand new album New Beginnings, due for release on September 29th. It's the 5th studio album. Radio Moscow is a blues rock power trio from from Iowa, formed in 2004, putting out albums from 2007, with their self-titled debut being produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. I think the band's based in L.A. now. And the series guitarist and singer and songwriter in this band is Parker Griggs. I really love that song. For the first time I heard it, I went, whoa. Then Al Petrulis recently released Special Guests 2 with his band Special Guests. And this album includes songs that he and his bands have done through the years. That was Endless Corridor from the newly remastered and re-released album Studio 6, The Cockroach Sessions, recorded in 1975. Petrulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests. He's been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he's also had bands in Canada for a number of years. He had been a lead singer, but a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that, and he's taken other roles in music since. On that song, Petrulis was on lead vocals and electric wah guitar. Then you heard Stoned Elements, four-man band from Germany with A Better Ride from their CD Stoned Law. The songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. Then the set ended with local and beyond blues guitarist Peter Pacek with Showbiz Blues from his 2010 album, The Mathematics of Love. That song was written by Peter Green and originally on the 1969 Fleetwood Mac album, Then Play On. Now I've got some serious guitar time for you. You've heard a lot of serious guitar sprinkled through the show as is now, which is always great, but we'll have a few in a row here. I'm going to start out with another tune from the brand new album from Robin Trower. And this is If You Believe in Me, and the album's called Time and Emotion. The band here is a trio with Trower also doing the vocals. Trower was in the band Procol Harum in the 60s and started a successful solo career in the 70s. He's now 72 and still sounding great. So here is Robin Trower with If You Believe in Me.
Mr. Simon Cowell to Peter. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
All right, you just heard Robin Trower with If You Believe in Me from his new album, Time and Emotion. And after that, you heard new material for Black Country Communion, guitarist Joe Bonamassa, Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple on vocals, Jason Bonham on drugs, and Derek Sherinian from Dream Theater on keyboards. And that was Collide from their new album, BCC4, which will be released on September 22nd. I cannot wait to hear that album. I love that first song I got, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. And I hope they tour. Really hope they tour. I saw them tour that first time they were around. It was great. Then you heard Walter Trout's from his 2016 album, Alive in Amsterdam, you heard I'm Back. Great song for him. Trout's an American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter whose career began in the late 60s, early 70s. In 1981, he became the guitarist for Canned Heat, and then was invited to play in John Mayall's Blues Breakers, which he left in 89 and started his own band. He had a couple of his own bands and has about 20 or more albums out. You may recall that a few years ago, Trout was waiting for and finally got a liver transplant. And after extensive rehab and recovery, he started a tour in 2015 and has been touring the U.S. and Europe. Since then, he released an album, Battle Scars, which was somewhat autobiographical, and then Alive in Amsterdam, recorded on that tour. That's what you just heard a song from. After being so close to death, Walter Trout's alive and grateful, happy to be playing again and playing with some fiery passion. You heard him playing I'm Back. He actually played at a blues festival in Marshfield the other night. Wish I could have gone, but I didn't make it. And he's got a new album coming out very soon. Walter Trout, very cool. And now we'll head to Denmark. We've got some excellent Danish serious guitarists here. Søren Andersen is a Danish guitarist who's been playing with lots of known musicians, particularly throughout Europe, and for many years. And he's also been the guitarist in Glenn Hughes' band in recent years. He's a songwriter and producer, co-owns Medley Studios in Denmark. He didn't put out his first solo album until 2011, and that was Constant Replay. And from that album, this is Catch Me If You Can.
precious love satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smoke. minds are dying about it.
All right, there. Just got through more serious guitar to end the show. First was a bunch of guys from Denmark. Soren Anderson, who is our solo album Constant Replay, and the song was Catch Me If You Can. Then was a band called Electric Guitars, which features Soren Anderson and Micah Vandborg, another Danish guitarist, and that was Headless Chicken from their 2017 album Rock and Roll Radio. I believe it's their third album. And guesting on that song are Danish guitarists Jesper and Jacob Binzer, who are in the popular Danish band DAD, originally called Disneyland After Dark, until the Disney company threatened a lawsuit, and that band formed in 1982. Then you heard Jesper Binzer with The Future Is Now, a song he wrote for the World Boxing Super Series and its Muhammad Ali Trophy. Then we heard Rory Gallagher with Walkin' Wounded from his album Fresh Evidence from, I think that was out in 1990, I believe. I didn't even know what that particular song was. I was just, said, well, it's a Rory Gallagher album, and I knew it was going to be good, and sure enough, his stuff's always good. And the set ended with Cream doing Spoonful. Get that from The Very Best of Cream. But that was on a very early album of theirs. And here I am, sitting in the studio at WMFO in Tufts, playing Spoonful, which when I went to school here at Tufts many moons ago, we listened to Spoonful all the time. We were constantly playing that kind of music, and Spoonful was one of them, played a lot, a real lot. Love that song. You get Clapton's great guitar, Jack Bruce's great bass, and of course Ginger Baker on drums. Great song, great band, Cream. Anyway, it's just about getting time to end the show, and I've enjoyed playing music for you. Hope you've enjoyed listening. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. We are on WMFO in Medford, which is Tufts Freeform Radio, at 91.5 on the dial, and at WMFO.org online. So you can listen to it on the radio if you're in the Medford area, because it's not a very strong signal, but online if you're anywhere else in the world. So anyway, I'll be back next week at on Monday at 2 p.m. here at WMFO. And as some of you know, I have another show on Tuesday nights at 6 on WCAC, also streaming online. But I will be back at WMFO next Monday from 2 o'clock till 4. I've got the 2 hours for summer, when school starts again and student DJs come on. I don't know if they'll let me keep the 2 hours or not. I hope they will, but if not, I'll at least be doing an hour. Anyway, I will see you folks next time. Bye-bye.
Beginning's end. Some